The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, Aerosmith and Dream On. I was playing air drums.
You were. And so was, a couple so people was Brent, playing air so drums. So was Brenton down there.
Of course.
His timing seems to be better than yours.
Well, it, you know.
Yeah. He looked like he might have actually played the drums before.
Did you play drums, Brenton?
For about 40 years, yes.
Did you really?
I did and still do.
Really? Mm-hmm. I'm a terrible drummer. I can't. I have no rhythm.
You haven't tried enough.
I have. I've been kicked out enough times.
Yes, every time they see me heading toward the drum room with some drumsticks, they take them away from me. They say, "No, you're not going in there."
Yeah.
Give me a call.
No, but not
see,
at all.
There you go. Well, we have in the studio this morning Brenton Peacock, who's no stranger to these airwaves because you've held many positions here on the campus of Gulf Coast State College, WKGC being one of them.
That's
a day
right.
or two ago.
Yeah.
So we were talking about cutting and splicing magnetic tape off air.
Yes, we were.
And Brandon doesn't even know what that is. He's thinking that's the stuff you hang on walls, right?
Not really.
Maybe.
It won't hang magnets, I promise.
But Brent, you are now working with the VBOC, which is the Veterans Business Outreach Center. So tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, good. Yeah. We are the Veterans Business Outreach Center for Florida. We're proud to be part of Gulf Coast State College. And we're part of the Small Business Administration. And what we do is we work with veterans, active duty military, National Guard and Reservists, and widows or spouses of that group who want to start or grow a small business. We provide consulting, advice, and counsel. And our new directive is actually going out to the bases and teaching those separating or retiring military members and spouses a two-day Foundations of Entrepreneurship course that's taught at all the bases worldwide. So it's kind of good to get somebody while they're thinking about it.
So that's just a counseling session or a seminar before they've separated from the military.
It's actually both. It's a two-day mm-hmm. setup workshop. There's 8 modules that mm-hmm. cover different topics, and they kind of grow progressively. And it's over 2 days. And then, of course, we work with them after that to help to kind of vet their idea and to do a feasibility analysis and help them make sure that their business idea actually has got something that can work.
Great. So if I was a veteran and wanted to start a small business, does it cost anything to do that?
It does not. I don't like the word free,
mm-hmm.
so I'm going to say it's no cost. And it's confidential.
Oh, all right. That's great.
And the steps are easy. If someone wants to do that, they go to our website, which is www.VictorBravoOscarCharlie, that's VeteransBusinessOutreachCenter.org, and click on the little dog tag that says for Florida residents. And a form comes up. It just kind of gives us information about who you are, where you are, what you want to do, where you are in the process, and that kind of thing. There's also a release that says that we don't share any information with anybody outside of our network, nor do we charge you for anything. And then we start working with you.
And what do you do for the small business that wants to start up? They tell you your idea, mm-hmm. and then what do you do?
A lot of times the most important thing to do is to help them to challenge their assumption. As
okay.
If they want to start a bicycle repair shop.
Sure.
Okay.
Sounds great.
That's good. First, we need to find out how many bicycle riders there are in your market that you want to cover.
Okay. Make sure there's a
need
market.
For it.
A right. need, sure.
And we help to kind of define a geographic territory they're going to cover, find out what their competition is, work on their pricing, and work on the supply chain, for the parts.
How long does that take?
To do it right, it can take up to 6 months or more.
And the VBOC does that for the client.
We help them with
help
that research.
Them do it.
Yeah. We kind of step them through the process. They have to do it because if we do it, they don't learn anything.
Sure.
But, a lot of times the hardest question to ask is one you don't know because you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly.
And so it's that kind of thing. And one thing about working with veterans is they are go-getters.
Sure.
They want to get it done and they'll work. They'll work at it.
Absolutely. We see that in the classroom when the veterans are the students mm-hmm. because those are the ones that are – they're asking the tough questions. They're asking about the stuff that they're not sure that they know about.
Right.
And they're always there to really make sure that they're trying to get their work done, do it on time. They're good with deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
It's that military training, mm-hmm. I believe.
Exactly. I completely agree. The Boots to Business class, the one that I spoke of, the Foundation of Entrepreneurship, we teach that at all Florida military bases that support the Transition Assistance Program. That's the TAP where people are retiring or separating.
And does that include Tyndall, the naval station, and Eglin?
It does. It includes, to kind of go through a list, it's Eglin, Herbert Field, Whiting Field, Naval Air Station Pensacola, and, of course, Tyndall Air Force Base, MacDill Air Force Base, Naval Air Station Jacksonville, Mayport, which is also in Jacksonville, NAS Key West, Patrick Air Force Base, Southcom in Doral, and new to our list is Naval Support Activity Panama City.
Great.
So we're doing that there too now. And we find the classes are between 20 and maybe as little as 5, as many as maybe 30 people.
Sure.
You know. And we do them every quarter.
Well, we're talking this morning with Brenton Peacock of the business Veterans Business Outreach Center, the VBOC here at Gulf Coast State College. Stick around with us. We'll come back after just a few moments here and talk more about what you have going on and more about the VBOC. Real quickly, this just came across my email, so I figured now's a good time to say something. Mm-hmm. We want to say thank you to Jamie from Panama City Beach who gave us a donation online today at WKGC.org, who's really thankful for all the programming we do, in particular glad to hear NPR back on the air, which we've had now for 2 years, I think, here at GC 90.7. so thank you, Jamie, and others who support us. And if you'd like to be a supporter of public radio, WKGC.org is the place to go, and you can help us out there as well. It's 9:16. We'll take a quick break. The Rolling Stones coming up next on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Programming on GC 90.7 FM is sponsored by Panhandle Educators Federal Credit Union. Panhandle offers a full array of products and services, including a variety of loan products. Membership is available if you live, work, or attend school in the Greater Bay, Holmes, Washington, or Jackson County area. For more details, you can visit one of the 6 area locations, including a new branch on North Highway 231, or visit pefcu.org. Panhandle Educators Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
You want to be free, but you come running back.
I said you were baby.
You come running back.
I said so many times before.
You come running back to me. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Searching for good times, but just wait and see. You come running back.
I won't have to worry no more.
You come running back.
The rest of my life with you, baby.
You come running back to me.
So many times before, you're gonna come back, baby. Cause I know you're gonna come back. Knocking, yeah, knocking right on my door. Yeah, yeah.
Well, time is on my side. Yes, it is. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Cause I got the real love. That you need. You come running back.
I said you would, baby.
You come running back.
I don't want to say you would.
You come running back.
I won't have to worry no more.
To me.
Mix on 90.7 WKGC. That's Michael Jackson and You Are Not Alone. Such a good and serious song, and we were laughing behind the scenes here.
We were. It's okay.
It is all right.
We were laughing
not at
you.
Not at the song,
song.
I mean, no.
We're making fun of you.
We were talking about your upcoming arrest.
Yes.
When is this
I don't remember the exact day. It's sometime in September.
Okay.
I have this sneaky suspicion it's a very, very busy week in September. So I'm not sure if the jail will be a welcomed respite or will cause me some anxiety. But I think it's a busy week here. I think it might be the same week.
You're getting arrested for muscular dystrophy.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to need your help, Tom.
Okay.
And how much money will we need to get you out of jail?
I'm thinking $5,000-$6,000.
Wow, I mean, that's come on.
How much money do I have
That's a huge offense. It must have been a felony.
It was.
How much money do I have to donate for them to keep you?
I don't know. You know, it's at Bonefish, so I'll be pretty happy.
It's in the country.
And I believe they supply some food.
We did this with Emily.
So this is an annual muscular dystrophy fundraiser where we've got to raise enough money to get our person out of jail. And there'll be a number of other businesses that will be locking up their executives.
And some,
I think they'd make a lot more money to do Tom's idea and pay to keep them locked up.
Probably.
I'm just saying maybe some of our listeners will pay to keep you in there. We'll get all the particulars up and make sure we get them on our Facebook page so you too can pay to keep Scott in jail.
An acquaintance of mine, which I don't know who, is the one who got me arrested.
I can't imagine who that was.
I have a thought.
I have
a thought of who it was because this individual went to jail on their own as well.
Oh. So it's payback.
I think it is because I didn't help this person out. So
I
wanted him to stay in jail. What can I say, James?
Yeah. I had a feeling that's who it was.
I haven't approached him about it, but now it's out there in the open, so I think it might have been James.
He listens to classical. He listens to HD2. So.
The classical elevator?
He listens to classical elevator.
Good segue there, Tom.
Yeah, nice promo.
You can pick that up on our website.
You can.
WKGC.org. Jason Hedden sent me a smiley face. Could have been him, too.
It could have been him.
Or he's just happy that I might be going to jail.
Well, or both.
Yes, something like that. Well, it's 9:27. We should stop talking, and we should talk with Brenton Peacock.
Our guest.
Far more better things to talk about. He is our guest.
And he is our guest.
And he's from the Veterans Business Outreach Center here at Gulf Coast State College. And you said you have an event coming up.
We do. We are going to be celebrating National Veteran Small Business Week, the week of October 30th through November 3rd. And back in 2015, Senator Jeanine Sheehan of New Hampshire introduced a resolution to designate the first week in November as National Veteran Small Business Week. And a similar resolution will be passed this year for National Veteran Small Business Week. It's a twofold type program. It contains celebrations for businesses by veterans, service-disabled veterans, and also to bring in some of those boots to business and other type programs that we talked about before. We had one last year. We called it the Veteran Small Business Roundup. And this event should be similar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember that. Mm-hmm. That was a networking opportunity.
Yes.
So not only do you give the seminars and do counseling, but you bring people together so that they can network with other business owners, maybe use each other's services or get referred on to other resources.
Exactly. You know, in business these days, you really have to be able to network.
Yeah.
And it's not as much as passing out business cards and backslapping, but know what somebody else does and actually maybe even taking someone in your industry, and instead of looking solely as competition, maybe work with them in a collaborative way.
Mm.
You know?
What an idea.
Where will this be held, do you know?
We're going to do it up in the ATC.
Mm-hmm. Here?
Yes, at the Gulf Coast
State
College.
So during that first week in November. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And we're scheduling all that kind of thing, but we're going to have a keynote speaker, and we're going to have some veterans come and talk, and probably some more vendors, you know, booths.
How many Bay County businesses are owned by veterans? Do you know or have an estimate?
Let's see. The national estimates say that 1 in 10 businesses are veteran-owned.
Okay, that's interesting. I bet it's higher in Bay County because
we're
near the military
rich,
base.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You know, really, within about 200 miles, we've got Eglin, Tyndall, Devil's Port Activity, Panama City, Whiting Field, Duke Field, mm-hmm. even go all the way out to Pensacola. So all this military presence right here in the Panhandle,
right.
Very, very heavy. So,
now, can you help a small business get financed if they want, like, a startup?
Can
you help with that?
We can. We don't provide the money,
mm-hmm.
but the SBA has a loan guarantee program. And the SBA was set up back in 1953 in order to help small business owners to get startup capital.
Right.
Because, well, think about it. You know, we know that most small businesses have got a very high rate of failure. But then again, at the same time, most jobs are held by people who work for a small business. So there's kind of a disconnect. So if a small business can't get funding to start, but yet most jobs are people working in a small business, you know, how does that work?
What? A lot of small businesses fail because mm-hmm. people don't know how to run a business. And
exactly
I would suspect
right.
that is where you guys come in because you're able to help with the proper setup, the proper financing, planning, logistics, and all these other things that will eat you in a small business if you don't know what you're dealing with.
You're exactly right. Sometimes just slowing down and backing up and looking at what you're doing and doing a logistical forecast, finding out, you know, what you'll need. And how much money you'll need, if any at all, it'd be best if you could operate out of founder savings.
Right.
That's actually the best way to go and grow very small and offer a minimum viable product or service to kind of see if it works. And then to kind of be able to test that and to move it around to find a better way. But the SBA provides a guarantee up to 85% of the loan amount to the bank, which makes the bank less risk averse to starting a small business. But getting finance for a startup, I'd really rather that small business owner somehow find a way to use their savings and grow very slowly and not use as much money as they need, because that can be an additional burden, which could be a fixed cost for you, you know, having to pay back
right,
a loan debt, you know,
mm-hmm.
especially when you got no customers. You know, the movie, If You Build It, They Will Come.
Right.
Pretty good movie.
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams, yeah. Not a good idea for business.
No.
So you don't need to build it and hope they'll come. You need to build it for them to come. So
well, and I think helping them out with the market research, you know, it may be a great idea to come up with a new snowplow, but selling it in Florida is probably not the best mm-hmm. market to do
exactly
that.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
And sometimes, I mean, because we see this even, you know, with students and different business folks that I've talked to, is sometimes they get, you know, sort of tunnel vision. They don't recognize that they need to look beyond themselves and what's around them. They need to really look at what they're trying to go for and what they're doing in order to make it successful. So,
you know, you're right. To put kind of a narrow point on what you're doing it's so easy to get sidetracked and say, well, I can do this and I can do this. No, do what you intend to do.
Right.
What's your chief deliverable? Do that. And then when you grow, you can add that stuff. But don't do everything at once, because you're not going to, a shotgun approach is never going to work right out of the barrel. So
right. Well, it's 9:32. Brenton's going to stick around with us. We have a look at that weather forecast. News 13's Jerry Tabbitt has that. Did you all hear the storm at like some crazy hour this morning?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It was loud. It was a little
very
scary.
Loud. I had to hold the dog all night long. He was so scared.
I ended up scaring my dog.
Brandon.
Because it sounded like it was right, like, it sounded like the lightning struck right out my window, which caused me to jump.
Well, the wind was out of this world, and so it was blowing the rain against the house and the windows, and the six-year-old comes down, and I'm scared.
Aw.
I said, too bad. No, I didn't. No.
I realized that it wasn't an alarm clock and turned right over and went to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of my attitude toward it, too, Brent. That's not the alarm clock yet.
I woke up, and I heard all of that, and then I had trouble going back to sleep because I knew at some point she was going to come down. So right. I just kind of kept waiting.
Yeah.
And finally, she did. And once we got her settled and got her little place to camp out in our bedroom, then I was able to go back to sleep. But it was
Scott,
noisy.
I got to say, good times, great oldies.
Yeah.
Those are good times.
Yes. Most of the time. Now that she's a little bit older, it's not quite so bad. When she was a little younger, it was a little bit worse. But now we can kind of put her in. You see, you go, fine. Stay there, and you'll be all right. And yeah, it's not too bad. Now it's getting better times.
Right. Better times.
9:34. That weather update coming up in just a moment, plus some Bon Jovi on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Partnering with 90.7 WKGC FM NHD can make your business stand apart from the rest. As a business underwriter, you join with our many listener members as a supporter of public radio. And with WKGC, you are not just another business, you are part of the community, and that's a great way to connect with potential customers. Find out more about becoming a business underwriter at WKGC.org.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. Grab the umbrella when you head out once again this morning, as we have a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. Temperatures to start, upper 70s inland, near 80 at the coast. By mid-morning, we're in the upper 80s for temperatures. And by lunchtime, they stay right around 90 degrees with these showers and thunderstorms off and on continuing. For GC 90.7 FM and HD, I'm News 13 Senior Meteorologist Jerry Tabbitt.
A blend of your favorite rock, pop, and country classics. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 FM, WKGC.
Robert Palmer on the mix on 90.7 WKGC and Simply Irresistible. The music of the 80s was so good.
Yes, I'm thinking that's probably not a good song to play around our students. I'm not sure that either one of them are old enough to watch that video.
Probably not.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
But they would have to YouTube it because there are no TV channels that play music videos anymore.
I know.
Yeah. It's so sad. Do you remember those days?
All I do is got the...
Yeah.
I
want my MTV.
Me too.
I do.
I could actually remember when this came out on MTV. It was a big deal. Because
it was a big deal.
Very, very edgy video for the time.
MTV history for you. Something really unique happened on August 1st, 1980. That was when MTV debuted. First song
was Video Killed the Radio Stars, The Buggles.
It
was
and also, we're still here.
It was also my birthday.
Was it really?
And it's going to be again next time that happens, Sure.
What, if you could just tell us what the format of the next new music thing is going to be, Brent, we'd really appreciate it.
I think it's going to be some type of implant in your brain, like a chip.
Mm-hmm.
And you just think about it and the music comes on.
Yeah,
If you're going to implant it in my brain, mm-hmm. it's going to have to be very small because there's no other room. There's
and
no
it might want to run away.
Yeah, and it might want to run away.
And, of course, I made that up.
Well, there are folks in Texas mm-hmm. that are still suffering. We were talking about Harvey off air, and then that there are some other things brewing in the Gulf. I wanted to just give everyone an update. The governor's office has provided a website with vetted charities so that you can make sure you're donating to a reputable relief organization. So this
there's
is out
some
of
scams out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, this is out of Rick Scott's office this morning. A list of agencies can be found at NVOAD.org. That's NVOAD.org. And that's a list of organizations that are recognized nonprofit organizations operating in Texas, vetted by Rick Scott's office. In addition, here in Bay County, for the pet lovers like myself, there are a lot of stranded pets and pets that now they don't have owners and they're at a shelter. Overloaded shelters in Texas need help with supplies. There is a truck waiting at Bay Medical Center right now that is taking donations for animal shelters in Houston. Any kind of pet food, any kind of pet supplies, just take that down there, and the truck leaves at 3 p.m. on Sunday. So you've got to get it down there by 3 p.m. Sunday, any kind of pet supplies for Texas wayward pets.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think as the news stories are starting to come out, as you know, things in Texas have settled down,
mm-hmm.
So you're starting to see relief efforts come about around the country, and I think it's really great to see that's one of the ways that we as a country come together. I mean, we do help each other out, and
right.
That is it's such a cool thing to watch. The scams, obviously, aside, that's not such a good part, but.
Yeah, there are nearly 270 Florida volunteers deployed in Texas right now. The American Red Cross has the people on the ground in the impacted areas, and volunteers with the Salvation Army have set up some temporary trailers and showers and things like that. In addition, the Florida Baptist Convention has deployed people to Louisiana to help fix roofs and houses and things like that. The list goes on of organizations that are doing their part to help. So you can go to that website, NVOAD.org, to help out one of them, if you so choose.
Absolutely. Well, we have Brenton Peacock in the studio, who's not here to talk about that, but you're here to talk about vets and mm-hmm. and the Veteran Business Outreach Center.
And the people he's helping.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you help out a lot of folks. How many people do you know? I know that this is not just a Gulf Coast thing, that's sitting here on the campus of Gulf Coast State College. Organization-wide, you know, how many folks have been helped by the VBOC?
Organization-wide, there are 20 VBOCs to cover the entire country.
Okay.
There's offices in Arizona, California, New Mexico, New York. North Carolina, Rhode Island. There's one in Georgia, Texas, Hawaii, Illinois, Virginia, Montana, Missouri, Washington, Mississippi, and us, of course.
So and you are the office for the state of Florida.
We are, yes.
Okay,
we
you
are.
Cover the whole state.
And wow. you might wonder, you know, how do you do all that? A small staff of dedicated business analysts covering mm-hmm. the whole state. We rely on our SBA resource partners to include the small business development centers, SCORE offices, chambers of commerce, mm-hmm. Other SBA-specific veteran programs like the VWISE program. That's a program for women veterans. It stands for Veteran Women Igniting the Spirit of Entrepreneurship, VWISE. Hmm. And different programs that come out of Syracuse to help veterans. And, of course, the Boots to Business program, which is kind of our central theme right now to work with those separating retiring military members and spouses who are thinking about the next chapter in their life.
Right.
You know, what do I do now? And business ownership is actually a pretty good option for veterans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tori, I talk a lot when I'm doing these classes about Tom Brokaw's The Greatest Generation.
Sure.
Those military members, you know, who separated after World War II, who came back home, I guess we call them the baby boomers, and created businesses and hired other veterans and the community and created a huge, powerful economy.
Yeah.
And I think we might be trending to do sure. that again with these veterans who are separating and retiring now, you know, to come back and start their own companies.
Well, right. I mean, and we have so many more tools available for some of these folks, and some of that they're learning while in the service that they can use here. I mean, with the, you know, advances in the internet, computers, and that sort of thing, and there's a lot of opportunities for those folks.
There really are. You know, when you think about a veteran starting a company, well, the first thing you're going to get is somebody who's drug-free. They've got a security clearance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They understand how to use complicated procedures and policies, and also how to use equipment and internet things, internet-based type weaponry.
Sure.
So they're really ready to go. But what we help them with is the mechanics of starting a business. What kind of things do you need to do? Here's a list of things. Check off this list. Move on to the next bit. And a lot of times we'll work with them and assign them, okay, this week I want you to find all the companies that do the same type of thing you do, list them, and maybe contact them.
Mm-hmm.
Map out your geographic territory that you want to cover, whether it be a county, three counties, a state, a region, whatever, and start pricing some suppliers. And after about 3 or 4 months, they've got a business plan, which basically is used to vet the business. Because if you can't prove it to yourself, you need to keep retrofitting it and working it until you can, before you spend any time or any of your own money on something that really isn't proven.
Sure.
So yeah, you've got to believe in it and know that it's going to, or it has that potential to succeed.
Right, and have the statistical data to show that it will, to say, well, I did this type of work and this is what I found, this supports that. This won't work, but this will, I can do this. You know, just to have that laid out in front of you based on your own research and development, which is what they're good at already.
Right.
You know, and you think about the toolkit that veterans have aside from that is, you know, working in small teams, completing tasks, you know, all those things like that. So those are all the kind of things it takes to run a small business.
So you're going to have a networking seminar coming up in the first week of November.
I am.
To correspond with the Veterans Small Business Week.
Exactly.
Which is a nationally declared week. So how can, should we just watch your website for details on that?
You should. We haven't got it all put together yet. We're still in the planning stages, but it's going to be a good one.
Okay.
We're going to invite all of the Bay County and surrounding area, all the veterans to come participate. It is a networking event, but more than that, it's kind of a celebration of that transition from military to business ownership, and to kind of help those who are looking to do that or who are in the process of doing it, and to kind of match those up with those veterans who have been very successful in doing that.
And what about the veteran business owners in town that have not sought resources from the VBOC before, and they'd like to maybe come to the networking seminar or start to network with other veteran business owners? How can we call you or get on your mailing list, that type of thing?
We'd love to have them. That's exactly who we're targeting for every veteran who owns a company to come together. Mm-hmm. At one place at one time to help each other out, to network, to share best practices, and to be part of one event. And the ATC is a beautiful, well, we're in it now. I mean,
right,
it's a beautiful, beautiful location.
Absolutely.
So how do I get on your mailing list?
VBOC.org.
Okay.
And
is there a contact form?
There is, for those who want to work with us.
Okay.
And we'll get back with you. Our phone number locally is 769-1551. It's a college's number. My college extension is 3327.
Okay.
Or you can get with me toll free at 800-542-7232 if you're outside of our calling area.
Great.
Very good. We'll Brenton Peacock from the Veteran Business Outreach Center, the VVOC, that sits here on the beautiful campus of Gulf Coast State College.
Indeed.
Thank you for coming in. And we'll head towards 10 o'clock. I pulled this song out because we were talking about it. I want my MTV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what the name of the song is, though, right?
Money for nothing.
Money for nothing.
Money
yes.
For nothing.
Give the man a prize.
All right.
We got a cup for you or something.
I like already got a pin. So.
Dire Straits. And you know who co-wrote this and sang background vocals?
Yeah, but I'm not going to say.
Sting.
Yep.
Ah.
Yeah. So here it is. We've got a couple of tunes as we race towards 10 o'clock. This is Dire Straits and Money for Nothing on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.